Thanks for listening to a Juggling Mum podcast. I'm Rachel, a mother of four kids ranging from 1 to 7 years. I know all about juggling the family's education, health, finances, the kids' after-school activities, housework and a home business. Time management is crucial, organisation a must, and routines keep me on track. Join me while I discuss topics especially for us juggling mums. You can find my previous podcasts by following the links at www.ajugglingmum.com, or you can search for A Juggling Mum in iTunes, Yahoo Podcasts, Odeo, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, Digital Podcast and Podcast.net. Hi, and thanks for joining me for this week's podcast. I've had a few weeks off from making these podcasts, but now I'm back and I'm ready to share my stories, my research and my ideas with you. Today I'm going to be talking about my chaos, my morning routine, my veggie patch, tackling the laundry, kids in the garden and 40 uses for vinegar. So stay tuned. I've made an executive decision to make my podcasts each fortnight rather than each week. It's quite a lot of work to put a 30-minute podcast together, and even though I love doing it, sometimes it just feels like too much. And when I rush it, I don't like the end product. So I'm hoping to be able to make a better quality podcast with better editing, etc. The girls have been back at school for a few weeks now after the Easter school holidays. They had 2 weeks off and those weeks just flew by. Chloe and Claire went to the local church's kids club for the first week. We're not really a church-going family, but my girls enjoy scripture at school and heard about the kids club and asked to go. It only cost me $20 for both of them to go for 4 days, and that was from 9:30 in the morning until lunchtime. It was wonderful. The second week we spent by staying in our pajamas for, you know, as long as possible each day. Was very relaxing. It was great not to have to get up and get the kids out of the house by 9 a.m. It took me about 2 weeks to get back into the routine of getting them back to school and getting my housework done. My chaos is slowly getting better, although I have been creating more chaos by getting the boxes of winter clothes out of the garage and slowly sorting through all the kids' clothes. One thing that I have done is to pack away all my kids' pajamas except for 2 pairs. My children have a habit of getting a new pair of pyjamas each night, and by the end of the week I end up with a huge pile of washing to add to my collection. So now they wear a pair of pyjamas and they have a spare pair. That should eliminate a bit of the laundry load. My friend Anthea and I have just had a garage sale this past weekend, so for 2 weeks I'd been going through everything and sorting out what I wanted to sell. I don't consider myself a hoarder, but it's amazing the amount of stuff I had to get rid of. I finally got rid of all our baby stuff. I'm keeping the cot, but I sold the prams, the high chair, the baby capsule, the car seat and some clothes. So I'll probably fall pregnant now. We also sold a heap of toys that the kids don't play with anymore. I feel so much better knowing that all that stuff isn't cluttering my house anymore. And now I have some money to spend on the things that I really want, like a wireless router for our computers and a new computer desk for the kids. When Anthea suggested we have a garage sale at her house, I thought I'd probably be able to find maybe 1 carload of stuff to take there, but I ended up taking over 2 carloads full to the brim. We did so well with our garage sale that we're planning to have another one in a couple of months' time. We both have more stuff that we want to get rid of, so I'll be slowly going through the things that I hadn't gotten around to sorting through before. As I'm going about my normal routine each day, I'm finding more and more things that just aren't being used and are just taking up space in our already very cramped house. So I'll be putting them in boxes and putting them out in the garage ready for the next garage sale. Morning routine was a mess. We were always rushing to get out the door in time to get the kids to school. So I started getting up 30 minutes earlier. I got up, had a shower while everyone else was still asleep. That extra 30 minutes meant that we were no longer rushing, and I changed from a crazed woman running around barking out orders at the kids to eat their breakfast, get dressed, brush your hair and your teeth. I turned into a calm, happy mum who could eat breakfast with my kids and dance around like an idiot when our favourite song came on the radio. So, if you're like me and want to eliminate the crazed mummy from your morning, I suggest getting up 30 minutes earlier each morning and you'll have plenty of time to enjoy the morning with your kids. I've planted a lot of seeds lately. I planted onion, spring onion, broccoli, corn, radish, parsnip, pak choi, zucchini, beetroot, peas and sweet peas. I got some great little seed raising trays from the reject shop which work really well. With some of my birthday money, I bought a small greenhouse which is great for all my new seeds. But about a week ago, I planted some tomatoes, peas and beans which are growing really well. They probably won't be ready to put in the garden for probably about 4 to 6 weeks. The kids made up their own little seed trays of vegetables that they wanted to grow. I gave them each a punnet and they put in whatever seeds they wanted. I still have lots of seeds left over, so any of them that don't grow, I can just put in another couple of seeds. I might also grow some more seeds once I have transplanted the others into the garden. That way I can have an ongoing supply for as long as possible. My small garden is looking really good. The parsley, the garlic chives and the thyme are still thriving. My new strawberry is growing really well and the leeks, they're coming along really great. And the carrots we've already pulled out and eaten in our salad. I've added some blood and bone to both gardens and now the big garden is ready for my seeds. Unfortunately, my lettuce seeds, which were growing really, really well, got a little bit too hot in the greenhouse one morning and the majority died off. I have managed to save a few, but they are not looking really happy at the moment. It's a new month and so I've been trying to decide what I really want to work on. One thing that I'm constantly battling with is my laundry, so I think this month I'm going to be working on getting my laundry under control. The most critical thing is to do at least one load of washing a day, including the weekends. I hang my clothes straight onto hangers and hang them like that on the clothesline, so when I bring them in, I need to try and put them away straight into the wardrobes, rather than leaving them hanging in the laundry. I also need to get my clothes out of the dryer and put them away as soon as they're finished, rather than leaving them there until I need to use the dryer next. So that's what I'm going to be working on this month. Join me, a juggling mum, each day for a 15-minute task to keep your home comfy, cozy and clean. You can find my previous podcasts by following the Comfy Cozy Clean House podcast links at www.ajugglingmum.com or look for me in iTunes. This week I found an article by George Hapgood. George's article is called 8 Tips to Help Your Kids Enjoy Home Gardening. I found this article at www.articleinterchange.com and he says, dirt has always been one of the kids' best toys, so home gardening could just be one fun activity for your children. Excite them by allowing them to pick whichever plant they want to grow. Here are some tips to help you make your little ones become enthusiastic with home gardening. Number 1. Choose the right plants. Kids will more likely choose plants and flowers with bright colours, so have a load of varieties of plants. Examples of bright flowers are zinnias and cosmos. These will keep your children fascinated. Don't forget the sunflowers. Anything that is tall and fuzzy will surely overwhelm a kid. Make sure these plants will not cause any allergic reactions from your child. Number 2. Starting seeds. Give your child the freedom to help you with the starting of seeds. Some seeds might be too small for their little fingers, but their digits can be of help in covering them with dirt. Number 3. Home gardening memoir. To last the kids' enthusiasm until the plants grow, make them create a home gardening journal. This activity will allow them to use their imagination to sketch what the plants will be like and write down when they have placed them in the ground, the seeds, and when they first witnessed a sprout pushing up. Number 4. Make sure that the garden is somewhere very visible for the children. Before you start home gardening, pick a spot where the kids often play or walk by. Every time they see and pass by their garden, the more they will sight changes. Number 5. Dirt playing. Always remember that children are fond of playing with dirt or mud. They can help you ready the soil even if what they are only doing is stomping on clumps. To make home gardening with the kids more fun, you can provide them with kid-sized tools to make home gardening very engaging for them. Number 6. Your kids own the garden. A picture of each plant will enable the children to foresee what the flowers will look like. You can also put your child's name on a placard so everyone can see that it's their garden. Number 7. Playing with water. Playing with water is right up there with playing with dirt. Look for a small watering can that they can use to water their garden. You can show them how to let the water go right to the roots of the plants. Hoses want only trouble. They are simply formidable for little hands to control. Number 8. Kids commit mistakes. Adults too are sometimes impatient. Give the kids full control to their garden. If they create a mess, let it be. It's their mess. Allow them to get pleasure from it and take dignity in their own piece of territory. Just don't forget to tell them how to clean up that mess. And again, this article is by George Hapgood from the Article Interchange, www.articleinterchange.com. Do you want to receive an email to let you know when I have a new podcast up and ready to listen to? Do you want to talk to other juggling mums? Well, join my Yahoo group. You'll find Yahoo groups at groups.yahoo.com. Type juggling mum into the search tool and you'll find our group. Or you can follow the links on my blog. Come and join us. We'd all love to hear from you. In this segment, I'm going to give you 40 uses for vinegar. Number 1. Add approximately 1/3 of vinegar to 2/3 of water into a spray bottle and spray over your shower screen every few days before taking a shower. Then just wipe over with a cloth while taking the shower. It keeps it sparkling clean and takes off all the calcium buildup. Number 2. Use as a rinse aid in the dishwasher. Number 3. Mixed with water to clean your windows. Number 4. Run a cup through your washing machine occasionally to keep it clean. Number 5. Fill up a bucket and add 3/4 of a cup of white vinegar. Use it to clean your floors. Add a few drops of your favourite essential oil to give it a beautiful smell. Number 6. Fill a 1/4 of a spray bottle with white vinegar and top it up with water. Add a few drops of essential oil and use this to spray on your benchtops, bath and sinks. Number 7. Clean your stovetop and oven by first sprinkling bicarb soda on the dirt. Spray on the vinegar, straight vinegar, then there'll be a bubbly chemical reaction and then you just wipe it off. Number 8. A 1/4 of a cup of vinegar works as a fabric softener in your washing machine. It's really great for towels. Number 9. Vinegar is great to rinse out your dishwasher. Run it through one cycle with no dishes and it'll keep it smelling nice. Number 10. Clean your windows with a mixture of vinegar and water and dry with newspapers. The windows will sparkle. Number 11. Use as an air freshener by mixing 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 tablespoon of vinegar and 2 cups of water. After it stops foaming, mix it well and use it in a spray bottle. Spray into the air as needed. Number 12. Vinegar is a chewing gum dissolver. Saturate the area with vinegar. If the vinegar is heated, it'll work faster. Number 13. For stains caused by grass, coffee, tea, fruit and berries, soak clothing in full strength vinegar. Number 14. Use half vinegar, half water to take pet odours out of carpet. Find the spot and saturate it with about 1 to 1.5 times the original volume. Let it set for a while, then blot it up. Repeat if your cloth is very dirty after blotting. Number 15. Kill grass or weeds that pop up between pavers by pouring straight vinegar on them. This might take a couple of times to work completely. Number 16. It is also helpful when children get lice if you take warm vinegar and put it in the hair. Also take your knit comb and dip it in the vinegar. As you run it through the hair, it'll help remove the knits. It's supposed to be able to help break down the glue that the knits use to stay attached to the hair. Number 17. Keep a spray bottle of 50% vinegar, 50% water in the laundry. Spray it on clothing stains before tossing the clothing into the washing machine. Number 18. Treat athlete's foot by soaking your feet in vinegar. Number 19. Get rid of the smell of vomit or milk spills in the car by cleaning up the spill and then placing a bowl of vinegar on the floor of the car. Close it up for the night. In the morning, there'll be no more smell. Number 20. To keep your freshly cleaned oven from stinking up your house next time you bake something, wipe it over with white vinegar poured directly onto a sponge for a final rinse. Number 21. Pour a quarter of a cup of vinegar in your dishwasher rinse cycle for streak-free, sparkling dishes every time. Number 22. When you have to leave your car outside overnight in the winter, mix 3 parts vinegar to 1 part water and coat the windows with this solution. This vinegar and water combination will keep windscreens ice and frost-free. Number 23. If you have problems with ants and other insects invading your home, they are probably crossing your door and windowsills. Pour vinegar across the opening sills. It stops them coming in. For some reason, they will not cross it. Number 24. Keep your drains clean and working great with vinegar. When they seem to be getting a little bit sluggish, pour white vinegar down the kitchen and bathroom sinks and shower drains. Number 25. Quite often muscle cramps are caused by too low a level of potassium. Take a teaspoon of vinegar when suffering from a muscle cramp to quickly bring your potassium levels back up and relieve the cramp. Number 26. Pour vinegar around your children's sandpit to keep cats from using it as their litter box. Reapply about every 2 months. Number 27. To clean your microwave, put 1 tablespoon of vinegar, 1 cup of warm water and 1 or 2 drops of dishwashing liquid in a small microwave-safe bowl. Put it in the microwave on high for 3 to 4 minutes and let stand for 15 minutes. Then wipe the microwave out with a damp sponge. The steam and use of the vinegar loosens up the build-up in the microwave. Number 28. Keep cut flowers fresh longer or even perk up droopy ones by adding 2 tablespoons of vinegar and 1 tablespoon of sugar to the water. Number 29. Use straight vinegar on a clean white cloth to clean spots from your carpet. This will dissolve most substances except for waxy stains. Number 30. Put a few drops of vinegar in pasta as it boils. The starch is cut. This makes the pasta less sticky. Number 31. To clean grout, spray straight white vinegar onto the grout and let stand for at least 10 minutes. Then scrub with a toothbrush. Number 32. When baking, if you are short of eggs, substitute 1 tablespoon of white vinegar per egg. Number 23. When you let out hems on children's clothes such as skirts or dresses, usually there is a white mark where the clothes were turned up. Warm up your iron and with an old toothbrush dipped in a little vinegar diluted with a small amount of water, scrub the mark and press it. It usually comes right out. If not, then repeat. Number 34. To eliminate cat litter box odors, when you clean the litter box, rinse it out and pour about 1/2 inch of white vinegar into the box. Let it stand for 20 minutes or so, then swish it around, rinse with cold water and dry the box. The acid in the vinegar neutralizes the ammonia smell. Number 35. Taking a little bit of vinegar with or just before meals isolates the fat in foods and it passes through your system. Number 36. Use a splash of vinegar when preparing rice. 1 cup of rice, 2 cups of water, a splash of vinegar. Bring to the boil, then cover and simmer for 20 minutes. Uncover and fluff with a fork. The vinegar cuts the starch and the rice is not gummy. Number 37. Nail polish will go on smoother and stay longer if you clean your fingernails with white vinegar before applying the nail polish. Number 38. To avoid dark towels or sheets from fading, add 1/2 cup of vinegar to the washing machine. Number 39. Use a, pa- Use a paste of vinegar and baking soda to clean the sole plate of your iron. Number 40. Sprinkle on hot chips. Sorry, I just couldn't resist this one. I'd heard of using vinegar as a cleaning product before, but I was a bit worried about my house smelling like vinegar. But I've found that when the vinegar is diluted with water, the smell is not strong at all. So I've been using it quite a bit, not just for cooking. I've had a lot of trouble getting a Juggling Mum podcast back into the iTunes directory, so for all you iPod owners or users of iTunes that want to listen to my podcast, go to my website www.ajugglingmum.com and there'll be instructions on how to set up a Juggling Mum podcast in your iTunes podcast library. Well, this brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to me. I really love your feedback, so please send me an email to rachel@ajugglingmum.com. You can find all the links that I spoke about on this podcast at www.ajugglingmum.com. The music I used in this podcast is called Fancy Pants by Colette McKendrick from the www.garageband.com website. I'm looking forward to preparing next fortnight's podcast. Remember, if you have any ideas or questions, email them to me and I'll see if I can put them on the podcast. Take care and be good. Thank you.
Thank you.